This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
HCIC Next is a podcast focusing on how digital leaders are reshaping marketing and the healthcare industry. This podcast series shares information about the innovations that are happening today in digital marketing and helps you understand how to apply what has worked in other health systems across the country to your very own organization. Now, the episode you're about to hear was originally captured at the 2019 HCIC Conference in Orlando, Florida, and the session was titled Empowering Nursing Staff to Use Social Media. In this episode, you'll hear from Lee Acey, director of the Mayo Clinic Social Media Network, and Audrey Lane Seymour, who is also the Senior Communications Specialist at the Mayo Clinic. Now, let's give it a listen and learn from what they have to say.
Thanks. We're very delighted to be able to share this story about how we've worked to engage our nursing staff in using social media. For a lot of organizations, getting their physicians engaged has been a priority, and it has been for us as well. But frankly, they kind of come to it a little bit more naturally. I mean, because their whole motivation behind doing it may relate to their personal online reputation management, and there's some sort of less altruistic reasons maybe that they might engage. Not to say anything bad about them or anything, but they are just, it's almost sort of mercenary because people make appointments with doctors, okay? And so when people Google a doctor, doctor's name, they're making their judgments about whether they want to seek an appointment with the doctor. Nurses are a little bit of a different story in that they're much more interested in using social media for actually engaging with their colleagues, for doing things like shift change swaps, and also just making those genuine connections. So we approached our nursing leadership about this project probably 3 years ago now was when we started it. We found that the top leadership was very receptive because they saw some, and I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but they saw some business needs for this that anybody experiencing nursing shortages, okay? Yeah. That to be an employer of choice, they wanted our nurses. They wanted their staff to be, you know, engaged in social and kind of showing that working at Mayo Clinic is a good thing as a nurse, and it's an honored position, and it's something that their colleagues who also would be their online social connections would be interested in knowing about. So the reason, you know, the main reason we wanted to get our nurses involved in social media is because they are between 20 and 25% of our staff. You know, and so just as we've depended on word of mouth from our satisfied patients for more than 150 years to make Mayo Clinic's reputation, part of the reason for that reputation is the experience that those patients have with our staff, a large percentage of whom are nurses. You know, and so one of the things we wanted to emphasize is the importance of, you know, providing that nice person experience, that nice, friendly, welcoming, helpful, sharing that personality of our staff in the online space. You know, as I said, we rely on our employees and patients to share good news about Mayo Clinic, and this is just this is sort of the mother load, if you'll forgive. I don't know. Yeah, you'll forgive the analogy, right? It's the mother load of word of mouth because it's such a highly respected profession. you know, that nurses and physicians are both held in really high esteem among the general public. Nurses maybe even trusted more than physicians. So engaging our nurses was a priority. The problem that we had was sort of the root of all, the biggest obstacle that we have with just about any social media engagement opportunity is the dreaded middle managers, right? Okay, so the leadership at the top get that how this works. The front line, the managers, the ones who are sort of the nursing unit supervisors, are concerned that they don't want nurses to be like distracted from providing patient care. So they're not bad middle managers. They're good middle managers. They're bad marketers. Okay, they're bad, and they have different priorities. And so an important part of this initiative was for us to send a really clear signal that this is something that top nursing leadership was supporting. And so, there's always the concerns that a nurse with a smartphone or any staff member with a smartphone, what if they do something that is going to be inappropriate and it's just safer to just ban it? Well, our whole philosophy at Mayo Clinic has been that if you do that, you're actually setting yourself up for a more of a problem, because without providing the training and guidelines, then people are more likely to make a mistake because they inadvertently pull out a phone and they do something, they take a picture that they shouldn't or whatever. And so increasing their understanding of the right way to do things was our goal here. So our business case was that, you know, unless we were going to confiscate phones from everybody as they reported to work each day, that our staff were going to use these tools. And actually that's been our whole philosophy with all of our staff at Mayo Clinic, is that we want to provide the training and guidelines and resources for them to be able to productively and proactively use these tools. Also, just as we've done our brand research for longer than I've been at Mayo Clinic, word of mouth has been the most important factor in preference for Mayo Clinic, the most important source of information that leads to that preference. And so because of that, we've developed some resources. About 10 years ago, we really got into social media in a significant way, and also then have made some of those resources available to our colleagues elsewhere through the Mayo Clinic social media network, which we'll talk about in a little bit as well. But because we've got these resources that are available for free already to our staff, we wanted to take advantage of those. So this is a little bit weird that I'm showing you a video that includes me in it, okay? It just feels weird looking at playing a video for you that I'm in. But I mentioned at the beginning, our part of our goal for this whole initiative was to send the signal from the top that this is something that is, and I don't mean that I'm the top, I mean that it's including their chief nursing officer, who's the person that you'll see sitting next to me and doing most of the talking here. But we're sending the signal from her, as well as I believe there's a video clip from our former CEO, again, sending the signal that top leadership is supporting this, so that then when we move to the next phase, which was training those middle managers or providing guidance to those middle managers, they're getting that message. So with that, let's start the video. Oh, we got to go back here, and I think it's there.
I'm Pam Johnson, Chief Nursing Officer for Mayo Clinic, and I'm here with Lee Acey, Director of the Mayo Clinic Social Media Network. Today we're going to introduce you to resources for using social media. Whether you're recruiting the best nursing candidates or helping your staff express pride in the work they do, social media plays a role. Done well, it can give others a better idea of what it means to be a nurse at Mayo Clinic.
Not everyone uses social media, but many of your nursing staff do. Today's session will introduce you to ways to help you and your staff use it safely and effectively. Here's why Mayo Clinic embraces social media. These sites are today's tools for doing what Mayo always has done, harnessing word of mouth. Dr. Will and Dr. Charlie Mayo were our first social networkers. They studied surgery all across the U.S. and Canada and visited 25 countries to bring the latest techniques to their practice. Physicians from all over the world came to Rochester to learn from them, too. They observed the Mayo brothers in surgery and then gathered to discuss what they had seen. When they returned home, they told their patients and colleagues about their Mayo experience. Today, Mayo Clinic is a leader in social media within healthcare. We created the Mayo Clinic Social Media Network to help our staff use social media. We also use the network to share knowledge with our colleagues in healthcare, just as we always have.
Following in their example, I'm proud to say that Mayo Clinic has been and intends to be among the leaders in using social media in medicine. We at Mayo Clinic are committed to helping our colleagues around the world who want to learn from us and with us how to apply these revolutionary tools to promote health, to fight disease, and to improve healthcare.
Social media has a natural role in the work we do, so we want you to use it well. Our staff takes pride in being at Mayo Clinic. We want to help them share that pride with others. Whether you personally use social media or not, that's okay. But what you learn today can help your staff who do. We hope you'll find today's training valuable. I encourage you to open a conversation with your staff. Let us know how we can support you going forward.
Do we have any nurses here or people with nursing backgrounds? Odds are you know a few nurses, right? They are some of the hardest working people I know and some of the busiest. So when it came to developing training, we started with our leaders because we knew that we would need their buy-in and support. Then we wanted to establish some guardrails, not roadblocks. How many times in social media or communications have you just automatically hit a roadblock and you're like, great, now what? We didn't want the nurses to have any roadblocks in their paths. We wanted to give them guardrails to let them be empowered to use social media. We gave leaders easy ways to share the training with their units. So we showed them how social media is relevant to their daily work. We have some nursing leaders who have never been on social media, don't care to have an account, know nothing about it, but you know that we have nurses and other nurse leaders who do. So we wanted to be sure that everyone understood the importance of it and understood the simple guidelines. And then we wanted to find the evangelists. As social media marketers and communicators, we are the evangelists for our organizations. And there are others who can be just as evangelistic as we are. We just got to find them. So we worked with our nurse leaders to find the people in their units who are really excited about using social media and who could maybe take it upon themselves to learn how their unit could best use social media. So we set up some training. We started with our nurse managers at every location. So Mayo Clinic has locations in Jacksonville, Florida, where I'm located, Rochester, Minnesota, where Lee is located, and then in Phoenix and Scottsdale, Arizona. So,
and I would also say, beside that, we have Mayo Clinic Health System, which has four different regions in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa.
Yeah, and there are about 40 community hospitals that are a part of Mayo Clinic Health System. So we reached out to the nurse managers at every site, including the health system locations, to set up some training for the leaders. So we had kind of an overview. It started with that video of Lee and Pam that you saw. And then we broke it down into groups and we gave them scenarios, real world, real life scenarios. You know, a patient's wife wants to record the nurse dressing her husband's wound. What do you do with that? Do you allow it? Do you not? You know, there's all these questions that come up daily for nurses and they may not know how to respond, and if they do respond, then they may question whether or not they made the right decision. So we had the groups, of four or more people in the training. And again, this is just for nurse managers. We went through scenarios, had them share their learnings, and then have some report outs. So here's an example of one scenario. A surgical patient and his wife are participating in a teach-back session for complex twice-daily dressing changes they will perform at home. They've asked their nurse if they can use their phone to take a video of her performing the dressing change. How do you respond and why? There were other examples like this too. You know, you may have in our locations, you may have a piano where people, visitors, patients can stop and play the piano. Is it okay to take a video of that person and post it? Is it not? You know, there are tons of other scenarios that may come up on a daily basis. So we included, I think we had 6 to 8 scenarios.
Yeah, I think so. We had 8 of these scenarios, and we had, you know, we just divided up into 8 groups for each of these times.
Right.
And the whole idea was to have them have real inner you know, give and take and interaction, because that's one thing that we learned from our collaboration with the nursing folks, is that that's how they learn. I mean, that's how they're used to dealing with all of their education. So we wanted to present this education in a way that really resonates with how they typically do their in-services.
Best.
Yeah,
exactly. So key learnings from scenario one. Guideline number one, all Mayo Clinic policies apply on social media. And with the nurse's consent, it is okay for patients or families to take video or photographs, but you've got to tell them that I'm okay with you doing this as long as it's for personal use. Please don't post it. Make it clear, again, that teach-back videos are for the patient and the caregivers, not anyone else, because as you know, there may be certain issues that are only for that one patient, or a nurse may do something a certain way only for that one patient because of where his wound is, or, you know, any number of other conditions.
I'd also just say the great conversations we got going with this too is that there, you know, there would be real like, well, what if I don't want to be taken? What if I don't want to do this? And then the other nurses would push back and say, you know, we're about serving the patient. And so as long as they understand that those are the rules, this is something that helps them take better care of themselves. So this is just in this one example. There were other things like going on Facebook Live. No, don't do that. Okay, yeah. We were just saying definitely don't do that. But having the discussion, the back and forth on it was real, what really made it helpful.
And in some of the training that I participated in, there were those nurses that just said, I don't want to be on social media, or I don't want to be in someone's video, even if it is for private use. Then other nurses said, I don't mind. You can tag me in. Mm-hmm. So it sparked some collaboration there, too. So what's next for you at your organization? You can open a conversation about social media. For the nurses. We asked each nurse leader to start a conversation in their work area about social media and identify those super users, the evangelists that they have that they may not know about. Share social media resources. So like in the video that Lee shared, we have the Mayo Clinic Social Media Network. That is not only for Mayo Clinic staff, that's for everyone. He'll share more about that later. But on the Mayo Clinic Social Media Network, we have a resource page for nurses. And we have the scenarios listed out and the guidelines and a lot of just a toolkit for nurses, essentially, for social media. So we encourage them to share it with their staff and then to let us know what we can do to support them. Maybe some work groups want us to go give a presentation for them, but we really wanted to give them the tools that they would need to then disseminate the information in their work units. So when we look at how our nurses felt how confident they were in using social media or responding to social media requests before and after our lessons, our social media training, we saw a significant increase in their confidence levels. So this one question, how confident are you in what to do when a patient or family member asks to record you while providing care? You can see that before the training, the confidence level was kind of all across the board, but very confident was low. And then afterwards we saw no one answered not confident or just a little confident. So we were happy to see that. And the very confident level, of course, increased. And then how confident are you in what to do when you see a colleague complaining about work on social media? I didn't really talk about that as a scenario, but that was the subject of one or two scenarios. You have people who share things on Snapchat that maybe they shouldn't, or you see a post on Facebook of someone complaining about their job, and you know they work at your organization. They may not be saying that, you know, explicitly, but you know where they work. So how to handle that? And again, the confidence level increased significantly, and we felt like we were able to empower the nurse managers to then empower their staff.
So these are just a couple of examples. We asked questions about all those scenarios, and we saw a pretty significant increase, the light green there being the ones who are, you know, the after measurement, pretty strong increase in those who are feeling really confident about this. So. Okay, so our next steps after this was developing a plan to activate the super users within the work units that we were telling them. We offered some online training and community resources. One of the things that we have with the Mayo Clinic Social Media Network is a discussion forum. And one of our plans for the future is that we want, instead of just one unified discussion forum, that we'll have specifically a group for nurses or for healthcare professionals. Because a lot of the participants are currently our marketers and communicators like us, and so we want to definitely have this be a place where they can surface these questions and surface these issues and get that feedback. We want to plan to do our social media residency is our one-day course. We want to do a nursing-focused residency. And then, you know, there's just the way nurses are very hierarchical, that it starts from the top and they have their cascading communications. And so providing those good resources at the top and then at the, you know, middle management level to be able to get through to the work units. So these are the resources that we, oh, cool, it got updated. Great, how neat is that? Yeah, so we just changed our front page. I mean, so in the video, the front page of this looked a little different, but this is the front page of our Mayo Clinic Social Media Network at socialmedia.mayoclinic.org. There's basic membership there that's free, including access to, if you go to socialmedia.mayoclinic.org/nursing, that is that nursing resources page, which includes all of our scenarios, as well as that video, and you know, just some FAQs related to nursing. So that's available without any, you know, special access, password, or anything like that. If you do sign up for the free basic account, you can participate in the online conversations, again, at no charge. We do offer a course called Social Media Residency, which is our full-day, you know, strategic deep dive into social media, as well as then an online basic training. So this is the resource that we provide to our physicians as well as our nursing staff who are interested in using social media, particularly if they want to have an account that represents Mayo Clinic. We say, okay, if you're going to have this account that's representing Mayo Clinic, you need to first go through and get certified so that you'll be doing it well. So this is something we developed in collaboration with Hootsuite. And so we make this available at no charge for any of our Mayo Clinic staff, and for our external members, they have an opportunity to get this as well.
And it's been updated recently as well.
And it has been updated recently. Audrey Lane led that update. because part of, you know, when we created this first in 2015, you know, platforms change a lot. We didn't, thankfully, we didn't have Google Plus among our earliest platforms that were there, but she actually just updated the video that we had that had, it was a, we have a video for new employee orientation, and it used to have Vine in it among the icons that were shown, so we updated it to have TikTok and some of these others as well. But this is that Mayo Clinic social media network site. There's all the, you know, the discussion threads as well as the blogs. Really encourage you to check that out. Again, it's the basic membership is free, and we hope, and then if you use the hamburger menu on the right side, because it's optimized for mobile, there's access to our templates for strategic plan development, as well as then the link to the nursing resources. So applying this to your organization, and we'll plan to close with plenty of time for discussion and perhaps you sharing what some of your experience has been. The key is to find those interested partners and stakeholders. Our nurse leaders, meaning top-level nurse leaders, had this wanting to make Mayo Clinic an employer of choice. They saw the alignment also then with the with our institutional leadership in terms of social media being important. So sounding them out and getting them on board. The key is that third bullet point, developing the training, tailored training for your staff's learning preferences. That's where really understanding how nurses learn and how they're accustomed to interacting in workshops enable us to make it much more engaging and interactive. And then having those steps in place to continue after the initial training. One of the things that we've done more recently with our nursing recruitment group is that they're starting to use Snapchat filters in recruiting fairs. So if they're participating in a recruiting fair, to have a Snapchat filter that, so it isn't that they have necessarily that they're using it, but that the participants in the recruiting fair. And likewise, we do, you know, so we don't have an account. I think we have an account. We've reserved the name on Snapchat, Mayo Clinic. But in terms of active engagement, I mean, one of the things we're doing with that as well is like in the maternity wards, so that moms can take snaps of their babies and share. So it's having Mayo Clinic represented there, but without necessarily us directly engaging.
HCIC Next is made possible by Greystone.net, the Healthcare Internet Conference, and Touchpoint Media. To learn more about this show and others like it, visit us online at touchpoint.health.